This is the third of three talks by Andy Economides on the Evangelism Training Day on the 3rd of May 2008, which starts with the question, what do you do about the language barrier when talking abroad? Do you use translators?
Sometimes, but often we don't need one because it's all in English. All this, more than enough. Everything in schools is taught in English. Any other questions?
What does soteria mean?
Soteria is a Greek word, New Testament word. It means salvation. Good answers, aren't they? Any other questions? Yeah. What's your name? Kizzy.
How can you know if you've been called to be an evangelist or a witness?
An evangelist is someone who is called of God to equip the saints, to equip the church for works of service, and to do some evangelism. So an evangelist is not someone who does evangelism only, but someone who trains the church. Ephesians 4, you know, God has given his church pastors, evangelists, apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, all that. Those five gifts there. And an evangelist is someone, like with the others, who is called to equip the church for works of ministry. And also, which will include equipping the church and inspiring the church for evangelism. But not just that. I mean, a lot of my work is nothing to do with evangelism, but I'm just equipping the church to be church and equipping the church for works of ministry, whatever that ministry might be. A witness is someone, as you say, like, we can all be witnesses. Evangelist is someone who's winning people for Christ often. It's in his blood or her blood. It's just, you know, it's them, it's their gift in their calling. They're winning people. Easily. It's their gift and calling. If you're an evangelist and you're not winning people for Christ, then I would question who you are. You know, if you're an evangelist and you've never won anyone for Christ, I mean, what are you? I mean, you're an apple tree with no fruit on. What's that? I mean, that's just a contradiction. It can't be. It just can't be, can it? I mean, when you're with an evangelist, it becomes apparent this person's an evangelist. I mean, they're just having coffee, you know, just they're just starting to chat, and they just, you know, they can connect with people, and they're just bringing people and talking with people, and when they speak, they have an authority, and they're persuading people to receive Christ. They have this gift. Any other questions?
Do you have any close friends who you've talked to about God who haven't accepted him?
I'm sure there's many. Many.
How do you continue to have those conversations?
Well, I think you need to pray about it. And I think that just because they haven't become a Christian yet, it doesn't mean that we can still be friends and be with them and that. And we can pray for opportunities and for openings and a softening of a heart. And sometimes it takes years. And I think we've got to keep the bigger picture in mind. You've got to keep the bigger picture in mind. And sometimes people have to hear the gospel many, many, many times over a long time. That's okay. We just have to be wise about the use of our time. But I think if we're prayerful and careful and we have wisdom, God will direct us. You know, what to say, when to say, and when not to say, but just to be there. Any other questions?
What's your biggest frustration with the British church?
I think the church in this country is amazing. It's fantastic. It's really big. It's incredible. I mean, even in this little room, in this ship. I mean, you people here are just amazing and incredible. If I can do this, what you've seen here, you can do it. You can do stuff in life. Let me put it like that. You can do it. I'm no special person. But maybe there's been times when God has called me to do something and I've said yes. And I think the biggest challenge to the individuals in the church is just really going with the flow of what God is saying. And if we were, then my frustration is that, you know, if we did do that, then the marriages in our churches would be different, for example. We'd have evangelists in churches. I mean, I was an evangelist for a church on its staff. And how many, question for you, how many evangelists do you know on the staff of churches that are full-time paid, like the minister is? Name me three. Three churches. The pastor's paid full-time, he's got expenses, blah, 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 blah. He's got the tools to do the job. How many evangelists do you know in the country? We're struggling now. We're really struggling. So where are the evangelists? Where are they? Why aren't we raising them? I mean, both men and women. William Booth said, my best men are women. Where are the women? Where are the men evangelists who are free, paid up, resourced up? I mean, I was an evangelist on the staff of a church. I was its evangelist. No wonder we grew. I mean, the minister was big enough and good enough at that time to say, well, to the church, well, I'm not an evangelist. And I'm not very good at doing the work of an evangelist. I'm not even a very good witness. We need an evangelist. We haven't got anyone within. Let's get someone who's without. And that's what they got.
What's the role of prayer in evangelism?
The more change I'm experiencing, the more I'm likely to reach out. It's really good. It's very important to pray. Paul says in Ephesians 6, pray that whenever I open my mouth, I will declare the mystery. Pray. Pray that God will send out workers. And then he'll send you. That's dangerous prayer. Go on, start praying that for a little while. Pray that for a year or two. You don't know what kind of happened. I'm sending you out. Gee, send them out, not me. I don't want to go, just send them out. I'm sending you out, Andy. You're going back. No, yes. Schools work in Africa. Yeah, no, yes. The more you pray, the more you seek God. Any other questions?
Do you have any pointers on how to read the Bible?
Well, no, not really. No, just read it. Just read it. Just a little bit. Just read it. I haven't got any pointers. Sometimes it's good to read a lot. Sometimes it's not good to read a lot. Sometimes don't read too much. I love Proverbs. I've done Proverbs a number of times. I've just read the whole lot in one go with a highlighter in one hand. And when something strikes me, it's like I just ooh, look at that. Gee. I just make a note of that. And all these pink things here are like is where something hit me. So I mean I did it on the plane, I just read through all of Proverbs with a pen in hand. Just marking it. I find that really helps me. I love the Psalms. I love to sing the Psalms. And just I pick out maybe a psalm or a song comes to me which is actually a psalm. And that really, I find that very releasing and helpful. Any other questions?
What did you mean when you said preachers have nice feet?
I think it's Romans. Romans 10. Shall we turn to Romans 10? Verse 14. Romans 10:14. I'll read a few verses. It's talking about everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Then it says, how then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. People with beautiful feet are those who bring good news. So when we take the good news to people, we have beautiful feet. Any other questions?
Has there been any times in evangelistic conversations where you feel that you've messed it up?
Many, many times. You just got to get over it. You just got to just talk to the Lord about it. Leave it with the Lord and move on. But many times I felt that wasn't a very good answer. I could have done better. I didn't handle that very well. And, you know, you can start beating yourself up a bit. But just talk to the Lord about it. Leave it with Him. Forget it. Move on. But whatever you do, don't get discouraged. Don't look at that and think, I'm rubbish at this. I'm not very good at this. I mean, the enemy comes to steal, kill and destroy. He'll talk to you about, you're rubbish. He comes to steal, kill or destroy. If he can't kill you, he'll come and rob you. If he can't actually stop you, kill you, he'll come and rob you. Come to take something from you. Come to discourage you. He'll lie. He's a filthy, horrible, dirty, filthy liar. He's a liar. He'll bring lies to you and me. You're rubbish. You're not good, are you? Any others? Have some worship. I think it'd be good.
Thank you for listening. For more information, go to www.kingschurchportsmouth.co.uk.